Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Right now on Earwolf, journalist and author Angela Chen joins Adam Conover on a new Factually to answer every question you've ever had about asexuality. For more, follow at Earwolf on social media. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, Jess, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's StitcherPremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
The very beginning of the show is always one of us saying hello and the other one of us going like, ah, and then us
Hey, whoa. Look at this.
What is this? This is Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Jess McKenna.
That one is Zach Reno. We got King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Scott Passarella. What a good fella.
We got Brett on the frets, Brett Morris, when that feeling when the chord hits. Here it goes. Can we stop for a second? That's like a pretty good one that I just did.
Yeah, let's stop for a second. That was really good, Zach.
That was a pretty good one. Thank you. Okay, Dana now.
And now let's start. We got Dana Wickens near the Stickens. One of these days, we're going to be getting that drum. But you know what she's already doing? Producing this show as good as they come.
Aww.
This is Off Book 3.5.
Did I put those words in the right order? The meaning is there. So. Some of the words were weird. This is 3.75 because this
That's
is
right. I forgot. We did have a slight version upgrade. 3.5 is Jess and I doing the show live narrative musical back again. 3.75
is we bring in a guest. Oh, you know, is that what you were going to say? Or are you going to say it's that thing that Brett invented where we hold the microphone to our headphones?
Mm-mm, that was 3.65. And I'm not going to bore the audience with what that is, but I bet you can figure it out. We hold our headphones near the microphone and that's good for syncing. We do it occasionally.
We just want you to continue to hold Brett in your heart for all the extra work he's been doing.
Truly, I can't believe it. But this is 3.75, and that means we do have a guest. He is an incredible comedian and performer. We love him. It's been too long since we've had him. He's on Baby Wants Candy and Young Sheldon. Please welcome back to the podcast, John Hartman.
Hi.
Hold in your heart, this heart man.
Where John, have I been?
My goodness, you are the first guest that we have forced to play with us in this this iteration
of 3.5.
3.5.
Really?
So we, yeah, because it's a bit of, as you can attest in the 35 minutes it took for us to get it going, it's, you know, it's a lot and it's tricky and it's already like a tricky show. So we thank you for your braveness and your boldness, and it's our faith in you. You know?
Wow, I'm glad to be the guinea pig. So this is probably a discardable episode if it doesn't go well.
Absolutely not. How dare you talk about my friend that way? We just wanted to get, like, we had guests, but we didn't do narrative because we were like, it's a little hard jumping in and out. But you know what's up, because you do this all the time.
All the time, meaning I did do it all the time. Yeah,
in the before times, all the time. Yes.
I'm as fresh as a daisy, though, so I'm not concerned.
No.
Nor should you be.
Yeah, no. I will say that part of the reason we were like, Brett, we must find a way, because when we were doing episodes of just taking turns doing solo songs, our brains were like, this is not as fun. Or as easy.
And then we were doing episodes with just the two of us, and we were like, used to that, we enjoy that. But at a certain point, Jess and I will do 100 songs about the difference between ravens and crows and not realize that we've actually done that before, because it's been like 100 episodes since we did it. And then someone will write in the Facebook group, like, you guys did this already? And we'll be like, oh, right. We are the Venn diagrams of our brains are too close. We do actually need to add a third circle to this sort of equation.
And you know what? Our brains are only getting closer. So we really, Zach and I are not moving away from our circle brains. They're only becoming more one.
They're congealing.
Congealing, exactly. But John, we're just delighted to see your face.
Well, I'm so glad to see you guys. Everybody looks so nice, even this way.
I got a new shirt. My mother-in-law got it for me.
You got a new shirt. Why?
Yeah.
Oh, I see it. That's okay. We got a cat.
Because it's got a little black cat on it, because I'm trying to enforce my brand at all times through Zoom.
Which is, I got cats.
I can't say that I've bought any new clothes. Like, I just don't. Who's going to see them?
Fair.
I mean, your cats will see your cat shirt.
I was thinking about this earlier today. The one we did our like monthly grocery run, and this one happened to be at a Target because we needed some things that weren't at a grocery store. And one of the things my wife and I both needed, like, we need house shorts. We need shorts that can be worn in the house that are not something that we'd necessarily wear on the street, but like, it is hot in LA. So I have that has been my number one quarantine clothing purchase that has changed sort of my day to day. House shorts. They're like, I don't think I've had sweatpants shorts in over a decade, and I'm happy to be back.
I was talking with some friends and realized a real gap in my experience growing up without that many, with basically not that many Jewish kids at all in my entire high school. So I did not grow up in an experience where I went to a lot of bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs, mm-hmm. but they were discussing the very shared experience they had, like being in, you know, different cities, but growing up with more Jewish kids, where they had so many novelty boxer shorts from their friends' bar and bat mitzvahs as the like take home favor.
That's a fascinating detail. I also am not aware of that. But there were very few other Jewish kids in Santa Barbara. Like, my wife went to way more bar and bat mitzvahs than I ever did. The ones that I hear a lot are big inflatable instruments.
Sure.
A must. Boxers come on. I think that like socks are one.
T-shirts too. I remember like it was sort of a discovery thing for me, like seeing people walk to the bathroom in college, where I'd be like, a lot of people walk to the bathroom in shorts that are like Kelly. Like Kelly's bat mitzvah. Kelly.
Traditional Jewish name, Kelly.
Kelly.
Kelly's bar mitzvah.
Michael's bar mitzvah. Like, but anyway, one of our friends sent a pic to like the chain that was like very, very late 90s green plaid with like a yellow butterfly decal on it that was like.
I love that. That's a good aesthetic.
It was very good.
John, do you have like, what was your sort of like fashion, like your kid, either high school, junior high, or elementary school? Like, was there ever a look that you were sort of into? And it can be because of fashion or because you ignored fashion. Like, for me, I had hair down to my butt and wore only sweatpants until like seventh grade. But like first through sixth grade, that was like, that was my look. And it was a matter of comfort, not style. It became style in retrospect.
Yeah. No, and you're so stylish now. I mean, you do have, people can't see, but you do have hair down to your butt still.
Yes. But now it's in the hair. Now it's in the front. Now it's now in the back, it's very short.
Yeah.
In the front, it goes down to the
butt. Sorry if I wasn't clear. I can definitely think of, it was a, not in response to style or fashion, but just pure naivete, I guess, was definitely in elementary school, I had two looks. One was a monochrome, like same color shirt as pants, like sweatsuit, essentially. I had a purple one and a yellow one. I looked like a full bumblebee in the yellow one. It was a yellow long sleeve sweatshirt with yellow sweatpants that was worn out and about. And the other look, if like, because that wasn't seasonal. I mean, that's seasonal, obviously.
Sure,
I can't, you can't be going to the pool on that, but... The other one was like every shirt was some sort of character. Like I had my favorites were definitely Far Side cartoon shirts.
As a kid?
Oh, hell yeah.
That's wild to me. I mean,
yeah. Maybe... Gifted where he's pushing on the pull door.
Sure.
Had that shirt. Had a big old Grinch shirt.
We had that mug.
You had it as a mug?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing about a mug is it doesn't get as much visibility if you're wearing it on your chest. Yeah. So a mug, I don't know. It doesn't really expand your brand that much. Sorry, Jess.
No, it's totally fair. We go to a gorgeous, beautiful fashion studio. It's everything is just so, you know. I can't even, everything's just so. And a group of young, hip designers are sitting over a drafting table.
I have an idea for the season's hot accessory. Everyone's gonna want it, everyone's gotta have it, if you'll just listen to me. It's not a handbag, and I see you all shrug, but the must-have item of the year has got to be a mug. We need to make mugs. Fashion. Fashion mugs. We've got to make mugs. Fashion. Fashion mugs. It's a thing you can take everywhere to spread your message of love. We've got to make mugs. Fashion, fashion mugs.
I like what you're saying. I think there might be a spark. But let me just kind of roll with this. Maybe this is a shot in the dark. We could do mugs, yes, but maybe also this. How would you feel if I added on with bliss? Forks! Make fashion forks.
Got to make mugs and forks fashion together, of course.
I think I have an idea to add into this. It might seem silly, but let's try it. I'll blow this kiss. You take the fashion mug, so you start with that mug, and you pour what in the mug out onto the floor. You got a fashion rug. Fashion rug.
Fashion mug.
Fashion mug. You know what I think this all means? We've been living with fashion inside the seams. Why is fashion only clothes? Why can't fashion, I suppose, be forks and mugs and the liquid on the floor? Because fashion can be more. I know what you're saying, and I want to help you, of course.
Do you?
Of course I want. I am your mother. Okay, so you can just tone down the eye, just tone down the crossed arms, just tone down the lean
anyone
to one
seen
side.
My crossword puzzle? I've what? Been half of, has anyone seen my crossword puzzle?
You know, I don't ever move it. And if okay. I do move it, I move it from the table to your desk.
I'll go look at my desk.
Okay. All right. Trenton, you know that I want to help you. And I know it's
do
scary.
You?
Trent, why do you keep interrupting me with just do you?
Well, it's a lot of, I know I want to help you, but I don't see it in action, Mom.
I'm not spending $500 on a mug, Trenton. For what? So you can walk around with it? I'm
Found
not spending.
It was on the desk.
I'm not doing
What's
that.
What's a three-letter okay. word for annoyance, Dad?
Oh, I was going to say mug.
Nag? That,
no.
What?
Mom, mug is what's in right now. You don't understand the trends, okay? It's literally in my name, Trenton, okay? I know it's a Trent
and you
with
know
a T.
That, you know that I supported you through many trends. I said, absolutely, Trenton, wear a thin scarf. Absolutely, Trenton, why don't you wear a fanny pack but as a crossbody bag? Absolutely, Trenton, flat bills are out. Now dad hats are in. And I supported you, but $500 for a mug? Maybe I just don't see.
What does it do, drink the coffee itself?
Okay, sorry. I liked that.
That's
Carl,
why
come back
you're
here for
perfect
a second.
For each other.
Wait, stop everything, mm-hmm. Carl.
Yes?
I liked that.
Thank you, Betsy.
That was pretty good.
Thanks, Betsy.
Mom, you don't understand, okay? Not everything is as black and white as when you were a kid, okay? Fashion and trends are new. They're what's ahead, not behind.
I understand the concept of a trend, Trenton, but why a mug? Why just a mug that you walk around with? Sometimes the emperor is naked, and you have to say, this is a dumb trend, and I'm not spending $500 on it.
Why don't you take a chance once, Mom, on what could be a trend that lasts forever? You're stuck in the past, Mom. You do things one way. You don't think about tomorrow as a new day. You look to the future, don't look behind, and maybe you'll be right once this time. You could carry a mug around wherever you go, because a mug is a personality show. You can put whatever you want on it. It's not about what's inside. It teaches us a good lesson. What matters is on the outside.
Oh no, if that's what you think, we've done a bad job. I thought maybe this was just a moment where you were being odd. But of course it's what on the inside, and that's what really counts. How did I let it go this far? How did it amount to someone thinking they need to carry a mug? I'm filled with such shame, not pride, because of course it isn't what matters. What's on the outside?
Well, everyone knows, Mom, you judge a book by the cover.
How did this happen?
That's what you know. So why wouldn't you do the same with fashion accessories? You take a mug and you put what you want on the outside, then you know what that person is all about from the things you see outside. The inside could be hollow and empty, and that wouldn't make me mind.
Oh, my son, I've let you down. If this is how you take in the world that's around, but I'll try to teach you and guide you with love. If that's what you want, then make your own mug. Make your own
mug.
Here's a blank one, and you can use any art supplies we have. And if it's really about showing who you are, then here, make your own damn mug, Trenton.
Oh, I will, Mom. You'll see, and you'll reckon with the day
Good.
That you messed with me.
Good.
No, no, no. Take that one and throw it away. Take that one.
Oh, seriously? This one
throw,
too?
Throw this one? That one away. Take.
Okay.
Take that curtain down and throw it away.
Okay.
What's that? What's that?
What I'm holding?
What are
I'm
you holding?
I have a clipboard in one hand, and in the other hand, I have the new sham.
Throw the sham away.
Okay.
You can keep the clipboard. It's not a. That's for work. That's a work clipboard.
Yes, this is me sort of taking down your list of things to do.
Good. Yes, you can keep you. What is that? What are you holding? What is it? You. Yes, you. I'm looking right at you. What is it?
Well, me.
What's that? What's that? You well, tell me what that is. You do the work of telling me what is that? What is it?
Well, it's just something I was drinking out of, sir.
Let me see the front of it. That's the front of it? That's I would have assumed that was the back. Turn it around. That's the back? Hold it up high. I want to see under it. What's
oh,
inside
I'm spilling.
I don't care. Turn it over. Hold it over your head and turn it over. I need to see the inside of it, and I need what's in it to be on your head. Hand it to me. Not with that, with the other hand. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
What is this?
Well, sir, so it's a mug. I made it.
This is, he's like one of our newest hires, sir, and he made this mug, and I looked at it and I thought, well, it kind of matches, like, the backsplash and also matches the wallpaper, but it also has this hilarious little caption on it.
We are a design firm. We go into people's houses. We rip down everything they have. We build them up anew. This is a summer hire, I assume?
Yes, sir. It's my first day, but I thought I'd come in and knock your socks off.
Well, he already doesn't wear socks because socks are famously out.
I told him to throw the socks away. Here's the thing that you may need to learn about style and fashion and the way we sort of do things here. It's hard to make a thing. Making things is hard, that's what the people say. So instead of making a thing, take someone else's thing and throw it away. Take that down and throw it away. Take that there and throw it away. Every moment, every day, take other people's hard work and throw it away. Be a judge, be a critic, you decide what's in a knot. Look that rug, see that curtain, I decide if it is hot, and it is not. So throw it away. Take that chair and throw it away. It doesn't matter if they're not gonna have a place to sit today. Take that bowl, throw it away. But what is this? It's a cup. It's a cool thing to have. I could put it on a counter. I could give one to my dad. I could put it on a stove. Is it stove-proof? What's it made of?
It's ceramic, sir.
Can I put it in a microwave?
You could definitely try. I haven't tried it yet.
Could it stand being refrigerated?
I think you can.
Take this mug and put it here in the middle of the dining room table. We will stage this house with this custom mug.
Really?
And sell it quickly, I'm sure. That's no fable. Where did you get it? And can you make more? Can you make hundreds and thousands? Can they be in every store?
Yes, I made it. I can make as many as you need. I'm already growing with a newfound sense of greed.
On the outside, they all say it's on the outside that counts.
That's right.
Which is a turn on a phrase that I've heard before. And this amounts to a brilliant new idea. A brilliant new plan. Kid, if you stick with me, your future will be grand. Just throw it away.
Throw it away.
Throw it away. Don't just take the things in the world and do as I say. Take everything from me you've learned today and throw it. By the end of the day, empty out your desk.
You never gave me a desk.
That's right, I actually did, but then I made you throw it away. Before you ever saw that desk. You have passed my test. Not you, you're still fired, but you have passed the test. The test was having a good idea, and you passed. I'll see you tomorrow morning. I'll need 100 of those on my desk. Oh, wait. I'll also need a desk. A brand new desk.
You've got it, sir.
Wait, I have to tell you my name before you go.
Oh.
I keep it secret because I don't want anyone knowing that this staging company, Shiny Pineapple Stagers, is run by me. I just go by that. In fact, that's good. You can just call me Mr. Shiny Pineapple. It's not my
name. Is there no shortened thing I could call you?
Mr. SP?
It doesn't roll off the tongue, but I'll do it.
No, I can throw it away. Will you have something else?
No. Mr. Shiny Pineapple works. Whatever.
All right,
you want, sir.
See you tomorrow morning. I need 100 of those on my desk. Where's my car? Oh, I had you throw it away.
You threw it away, sir?
I threw it away.
Sir, you had me throw it away? Could I have it now?
I don't care what you do with it. It's garbage now. I'm going to get a new car. Goodbye.
Oh, wow. You're back for more, huh?
I mean,
I've never seen anyone clear out the blank mugs so quickly.
Yeah. Thank God for Michaels, huh? Hey, Crystal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm starting my own kind of line of these. Sort of an inventor,
cool.
Sort of a fashion guy.
Cool.
Like gonna be kind of a huge thing.
Cool.
Listen,
like
what
an
are you
Etsy
doing
store?
Today?
What?
What are you doing after work today?
Well, I was gonna go help my aunt because her cat will not come back down from a tree, but I guess nothing.
Yeah. I mean, sorry, but screw your aunt, right? For one afternoon?
Well, geez,
why don't you come with
know.
Me and hang out? You can help me make some of these and, I don't know, we can see what happens.
Well, okay, I should at least text her and...
Honestly, I'd say screw your aunt for one afternoon. Screw your aunt for one afternoon. She's not right. Screw your aunt for one day. Just this once, it will be fine. She's not so great. From what I've heard, she sounds really kooky. Most aunts are annoying and absurd.
Screw my aunt for one afternoon. Screw my aunt and just hang out with you.
Screw your
screw
aunt,
my
for, one
aunt
afternoon.
For one afternoon. And see what happens with you.
With me.
That's kind of a red flag. I feel like that makes you sound like a dick. That maybe if I said yes to you, that wouldn't be the trick. Maybe I should just say no. Because what kind of guy says screw your aunt? So when you say would you like to have should just say I can't. Screw this guy who says screw your aunt.
No!
Screw this guy who says screw your aunt. Screw the guy who says screw your aunt, 'cause you can't. I thought you looked pretty cute and looked pretty fly.
In my eyes, crystal, you see is what you get. The outside's hot as fuck, so you know that coming with me is a surefire bet. So wait before you say you don't want to. You don't want to say can't. So please say uncle and screw your aunt.
Screw the guy who says screw.
Oh, hey there. Sorry, I just saw you get totally chewed out by that lady at Michael's, Crystal.
Yeah. She really gave it to me.
Hold on. Shut the fuck up a second. I don't actually care. I have to take this call real quick.
Okay.
Hi, Grandma.
Oh,
get your own groceries, Grandma. I'm busy.
Oh.
I have to... Grandma.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You are terrible.
Grandma, you're breaking up. Beep. Sorry. You're really cute.
Thanks. This is kind of all I am, is what you see.
What? What does that mean?
Well, basically...
We're all what we see. What does that mean? I am what you see is what you get.
Really? That's kind of how I feel, too. And it's exactly what I just said. Basically, I'm focusing on the exterior now. Screw the interior. And screw people's aunts, to be honest. I know that doesn't make sense to you personally, but for me, it has a lot of resonance.
Yeah.
Anyway, focus on the first part.
I will, because honestly, a lot of what you were saying seemed to not be about me, so I didn't pay attention to it. But you're very, very good looking, so like, do you want to smash?
Yeah. I don't need to know anything more about you or what your deal is. I'd rather just smash.
I'll tell you a couple things if you want.
Super brief and
my
not
family
deep.
Buys my family buys graveyards to turn them into parking lots, and we do
wow.
it through that's what we do. My name is Blair Parking Lot.
Wow,
that's my family. So if you see, and it's not our given name, but we changed it to then for branding.
Makes sense. Checks out. And I don't want to know if this is a business that does this for good or if it's for personal gain. I don't care.
It's personal gain.
Oh, I don't. Okay. That's
why would it matter? That's why would it matter either way? You seem like you're like me. Are you sad a lot of the time, but so shiny, you know?
Yeah. That's interesting. I get sad, but then I brush it away.
That's what you gotta do.
When the world tells you who to be, you can listen and react. You can grow like a tree. You can see the images presented to you all around and take them in or shut them out. But I think you and me are the same. So good looking, secretly in pain. Not gonna talk about that part. That part's not fun. Can I show you my collection of guns?
Yeah.
They're very old. They're all from the Civil War.
Wow, these are worth a fortune.
Yes. These are stolen. Well, stolen's not the right word. They are taken from people that couldn't pay their debts. How absurd. These are reclaimed. These are repossessed
From capitalism run wild, people that couldn't pass the test. I'm so rich and so happy, secretly in pain. No, very, 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 very happy. Why are you looking at me like I'm insane? You got a look in your eye. That's not water on my face. I've never, ever cried. I'm fine.
Here, let me take that water right off of your face. Throw it to the ground, its rightful place. I see you in me, and I see me in you. We're both happy on the outside and inside blue. But that's okay, I've got someone to talk with. And we can hang out and listen to the Smiths. And maybe we can be this way. Have a fake smile that could get us far, that could take us miles and miles.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Miles, cause you and me are the same.
You and secretly in pain.
You and me
happy,
are the same.
Secretly in pain. Ha ha ha, I'm fine. What's your name?
Trenton? Trenton.
Oh.
My name is Trenton.
My name is Blair. Parking lot. We changed it for branding. It wasn't originally that.
Hey.
Will Trenton continue on a journey of caring about what's only on the outside? What happens when you take everything and you keep throwing it away? Find out when we return to the second half of
Glass Half Empty. No, retitle. Mug Half Empty.
The musical.
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Welcome back.
When we last left our young hero, Trenton, on a journey of self-discovery or ignoring that self-discovery as it tried to present itself to him, on his way towards becoming a mug fashion magnet, will the people around him suffer? Will he find a better way? Will he find incredible success this way? Find out as we finish this story that we are calling Mug Half Empty, the musical.
Listen, Mr. Shiny Pineapple, I come here for the very best in design and decor, and all you've given me so far is throwing everything I pick out away. I'm trying to launch the most successful fourth wave coffee shop chain in the world. And I need that design to look perfect and just so. And perfect and just so is not throwing away every single thing that I think of, Mr. Shiny Pineapple.
Mrs. Sinclair, you can scream at me all you want.
I will.
And you will and you should. And honestly, you should. I'm not here to silence you. But I am here to silence the horrid fashion choices you have been making. Do you want me to do my job?
Of course, I want you to do your job.
Then let me do my job. I have just hired a promising young protege who has promised me he would have 100 of this new fashion item on my desk this morning. And I haven't checked yet, but I'm sure he's done it. Sorry, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, and I'll say it loudly because I can, that this prototype you handed me of this mug...
The one that says what's on the outside that counts?
It's terrible. For someone who's selling coffee, Mr. Shiny Pineapple, and he's put a bunch of sticky gemstones all over the handle, and he's gone in and sort of chipped away at the enamel so that the heat evaporates from the coffee faster and burns my little hand because I can't handle the jeweled stickiness. This is a terrible mug for coffee because you know what, Mr. Shiny Pineapple, here at Barbara's Coffee... It's what is on the inside that does count. My coffee! My coffee. Let me give it to you, hot take. Let me give it to you, so strong. Do you want to say, oh no? Well, you just made a mistake. You're wrong. I'm right. Now hurry or get out of my sight. I hate what you're doing here. I think that's very clear, and I will say it loud. I hate what you're doing here. I think that's very clear, and I will say it loud.
I hear what you're saying. Let me offer a twist. This is not a coffee mug that you hold with your wrist. In fact, it's not a coffee mug that you hold at all. In fact, it's not for coffee. It's for putting in your hall. It's for looking at. It's a decorative piece. Yes, it doesn't keep coffee in it hot in the least. And yes, the handle's very sticky and it's hard to hold. But look at all the gems that are glitter and gold.
I think it's clear. I hate what you do. Doing here, and I will say it loud. I think it's clear. I hate what you're doing here, and I will say it loud.
Form over function is what we desire. If you want to be in fashion, take the pinnacle higher. But I'm hearing what you're saying, and I'm about to be fired. So allow me to take my protege and throw him out on a wire. Let me call him. Beep, 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 boop. I've dialed in the tone. And it's ringing, and it's ringing. Hope he picks up the phone.
You've got Trenton. Go for Trenton. You've got Trenton. Someone go for Trenton.
Well, I'll have to leave a message because he didn't pick up. And I'm his boss and he is not, so that's pretty fucked. But hey, Trenton, you are fired. Leave your stuff on the desk. But you don't have a desk and you failed my test. Your idea was very bad and it isn't my fault. I have very good ideas and now you're out on your own. So goodbye, you are fired. Take your mugs, go away. I will have to redecorate this coffee shop today.
Yes, now you are finally understanding. How could you think that this stupid mug could ever be fashion and then you throw everything else away? You threw out some of my coffee beans. That's my product, not my design.
Those beans were horrid to look at.
If I wasn't so fucking in love with you, Mr. Shiny Pineapple, I want you so bad.
I see you and my blood goes up to 200 degrees. I want you spiritually, physically, emotionally. I love you like a storm loves to knock over tiny ships in the ocean.
And I love you like the buoy continues to bounce despite the mounting wave. But if that were not the case, you know I would never hire you.
Well, thank you. And I'm going to go back to the drawing board. I'm going to do this better, but maybe I'll still make something that gets you just a little pissed off.
It better get me just maybe a little bit pissed off. Just a little bit pissed off. Just within the range where it's fun and I like it. And then I could we could still compromise and I still get to see my vision through.
Come down. Ding, ding. Knock, knock on the door. Sorry, oh, you here to see your mother? Trenton, is that you?
It's me.
I'm here to see your mother.
Oh, well, she's inside, but I'm kind of going through a lot right now, okay?
Okay, I'll go home.
Trenton, Trenton, were you just being so mean to your great aunt? That's not how we raised you. Actually, I'm so confused how we raised you because you are not in line with our ideals and morals, but you're still my son and I love you and I'm hoping to guide you back. Why would you be so mean to your great aunt? She's
You gotta step
me.
Off, okay, Mom? You gotta
Roberta,
step
come
off
back
right
here.
Now.
Roberta? Roberta?
Yep.
I am so sorry that my son disrespected you like that. Please, I made these blueberry muffins with a streusel top for you.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to say you can disregard my voicemail about the cat in the tree. It wasn't a cat. It was a bird, which I did realize when it flew away.
Well, thank you for letting me know. But you know, I would always love to be there for you because you are my aunt.
And then I found the cat. It was under the chair.
You know what? Cats have a way of just they are so they're funny. You know, they're funny. Like, I remember when I had a cat and I lived in just I lived in a one bedroom. And yet there seemed to be infinite places that cat could hide.
You think, you know, all the places and then they're gone. Trenton, is that a new leather jacket that says I don't give a fuck on the back?
Trenton.
Yeah, you should see the front, too. It's hard because it's not zipped up. But
oh, sure.
That's
about you. You fucking fuck.
Yeah. It presumes that you start reading the back and then I whip around to the front and finish you off.
This is
which
gone
I did.
Beyond disappointment. You are a monster right now, Trenton.
No, I'm becoming my best realized self, Mom. This is who I'm meant to be. Sure, I may have just got fired by voicemail, but I'm going to rise up in this world by being
Your voicemail
badass.
Is confusing. You say you have Trenton. Go for Trenton. It's a mean joke. And I've told you this dozens of times, and you said, why are you even leaving me a voicemail, Mom? I'm trying to talk to you only on Quiplash, and I can't handle you. I can't handle you anymore, son.
Well, I don't need you to handle me, Mom. The only handle I need anymore is my mug's handle.
Oh, this one? This that sticky one. Jeweled handle?
Yeah.
It's a disgrace.
That's
just
my
like
fortune.
You.
I don't need to be a part of a company to rise up. I can make my own. I don't need you or any ants or any great ants for that matter. What makes you so great? Nothing. Well, can't even tell a bird from a cat.
Oh, sure I can. It took me a second, but I figured it out.
You might look for your cat on your windowsill. You might look for the cat under the bed and it's not there still. You might look for the cat in the bathtub behind the curtain. You might look for the cat under your pillow and still you are certain. There are so many places to hide and there are so many ways that you've ruined my pride. So many places. hiding will be done. You can't run from me. You know, I know. I powdered your naked butt, so I've seen you without your emperor's clothes. A jacket you have to read from the backside first. I think this is overused, but you are the worst. There's so many places to hide, and there's so many ways that you've broken my pride. You can hide, you can run, but one day, son, I know your hiding will be done.
Well, Mom, you think that my life's going straight to hell, but I'm living fine with my thick outer shell. You know, to me, Mom, you don't hold a candle. Sorry if I am too hot to handle.
So many places to hide. So many places to hide. Mug and smash it off the shelf.
Don't smash it, Mom, what have you done?
I'm doing whatever I must do to get through to my son.
But the sticky gemstones are now on the ground in pieces. This is hard, but for me, you've released me. I'm going out on my own now. This is goodbye. Sorry to see you, but this is why. I'm starting in the front now, so read this part first. But now I know I am the worst to you.
Darling, he will return. I've learned a thing down pat. Sometimes you think it's a bird that's gonna fly away, but it turns out it's a cat. Let the cat just hide for a while. He'll come out when he's ready to. You can't make a cat.
I'll try to hold on to my faith in that, even if it's hard and I can't. What great wisdom from one great aunt.
Babe, where have you been? You said you were going to go. You've been gone for like 3 minutes. You said it was going to be real quick.
I went home. I had to separate and individuate from my mom.
God, I'm so over you.
What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you?
You're acting all different now. Like, we aren't the same sadness personified. That's who we are.
I got you that jacket and then you painted on it. I got you a jacket and you painted on it and you put little sticky gems on the side.
Why can't I paint it? I'm not going to wear it in the rain.
Just like, it's like the thing I gave to you wasn't good enough for you. And it looks good. It looked good on you. Now it looks wild. Now it looks like you've bedazzled a jacket and written on it. And you spelled fuck wrong both times.
I didn't want to have actual profanity on there so I could wear it around children.
Well, that's thoughtful. But also, what are children even good for? They're small. And they can't legally work. But sometimes, and this is a secret, sometimes they can work illegally. And that's just a tip from the parking lot family.
Blair, you're actually way shittier than I originally thought.
You're actually shittier than I thought. Maybe fuck you. I'm breaking up with you because it seemed like you were about to break up with me, and that is not happening. So.
No, you can't break up with me because I'm firing you as my girlfriend.
What? That's
that
not even
a... supersedes breaking up. Sorry, whatever. That's the way
I'm gonna
it is.
I'm going to buy your childhood home and turn it into a parking lot. So deal with that then. Have fun. Now your actions affect the people around you and not just you. So think about maybe how that feels. I'm going to buy your childhood home and turn it into a parking lot, even though it's not a graveyard, which is traditionally what we buy to turn into parking lots. I'm going to buy your childhood home. Do you still live in it?
Well, yeah.
I'm going to buy your current home and turn it into a parking lot. My daddy's going to do it for me. Actually, my mom is going to do it for me. My dad doesn't actually have a, he doesn't run the company. We're sort of a matriarchy, which I know is sort of unexpected. That's the one thing that we sort of have gotten right in my family. Everything else is fucked, but that part we've got.
That part is mad progressive.
Get out. Bye.
Wow. I've alienated everyone close to me. My mom, Blair parking lot.
Calm down.
Crystal.
Calm down.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, great Aunt Roberta.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
You're still trying to get that bird down?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to help out another aunt that she her cat is stuck in the tree, and her niece is coming, but she's on a shift from work, so she can't come until after.
Roberta, thank you so much for coming over. My sweet Crystal, she's working late restocking blank canvas bags, but as soon as she can get over here...
I heard the story about the mean boy who knocked over all the mugs as he left the store and made a real mess that she had to clean up.
It was... And, you know, she was really sad because, well, she wanted to come over here to help me get this cat down. And then when I said, oh, Crystal, you're never going to believe this. My friend Roberta's coming over to help me, and she says it's a bird, and then I put my glasses on and saw it was a bird, and I'm so sorry for getting in the way of your day. She said, you know what, Aunt Gladys? It didn't have to be for a cat or anything. I was just going to be happy to spend time with you.
So now we're just sort of trying to get this bird down from the tree to hang out with the bird. That's sort of what we've got going
on. Now we're just having a good time as two dear friends. Two dear friends hoping this bird would join us. But son, you look very troubled. You look very... Oh, my, what a jacket.
What a jacket.
Could I see the back and hope that it makes a good context?
Nope, it doesn't.
It does not.
It got worse.
No, it got worse.
It's one of many mistakes I've been making recently. I feel like I've been taking people for granted, actually, especially ants. And it seems like maybe ants were the solution all along. And maybe they were right in front of me when I didn't see it.
Keep going. Yeah, keep digging.
Maybe keep digging a little bit.
Keep digging. I think that's the right path.
No, definitely, that's the end. Isn't that the end?
Well, hey, son, when you were growing up, did you ever play this fun little game? Maybe you know it by this same name. It's a fun little game with simple rules once been told. It's a fun little game called Hot or Cold. And you are getting warmer.
You're getting warmer.
You are getting close.
But you're not quite there.
You are getting warmer.
You're getting warmer.
But keep going, just so.
So helping out an ant, it's just part of the way. There's more steps to go in the path you say.
Warmer.
Does it involve helping uncles?
Sure, warmer. Definitely warmer, though that warm is still kind of Luke. The really hot stuff, the hot magma stuff, comes down to a change in you, but you're getting warmer. Yes, you're getting close. You're getting warmer. Keep going just so.
So I should be focusing less on the outside.
Warm.
It seems something I could do.
An incredible step forward.
I've been hot and angry all the time. Steaming hot while my inside's cold brew. But maybe I can do something for another soul.
Warmer.
I can help someone be. I can do something nice for someone. Get them down out of a metaphorical tree.
You're getting warmer.
I'm getting warmer.
You're almost there.
I'm almost there.
You're getting warmer.
I'm getting warmer.
It's hard to care.
get this jacket off. Hold on. I'm reprinting some stuff on it. The paint's still wet, so I can move these letters around and smudge it.
Horrible mess. What is it? It says, ooh, I'm squinting. I can't read it. I'm going to be honest.
You have to tell us what that is.
This time, you start on the front.
Oh, good.
Okay?
Good for
this time, you'll read front to back. So the front, you can see. It says what you said before. It's hot AF to care. Let's turn the back and see. The back is a little different, you see. I've been saying before all I can't. Instead of being mean, now I will say, to help out someone, screw an ant.
Trenton, that's warmer. Honestly, I'm starting to have pride. You've now written on the outside of the jacket, but you still have ignored the inside. What you say and what you do is important as a reflection of who you are. So this is a very nice beginning. Someone just threw a can at you from inside a car and then drove away back towards your house. And there was a banner behind that car that said grand opening parking lot. I'm sure everything's fine.
Oh no!
You're getting warmer.
I'm getting warmer.
You're almost there. Apologize for what's on the inside.
So I think I got warmer. I need to care. And then I will find people round me closer. They can be there. And maybe I should have done this more to make myself bloom. I'll replace all these coffee mugs now with images of Far Side cartoons.
Wow, that's great. That's great, sweetheart. Oh, look, this bird is coming back down. Hello, bird. Good luck, son. What a fun game. Roberta, I had a nice time.
I did too.
With you and this bird and your great nephew. Mm-hmm. What a great nephew.
He's pretty good. He's coming a long way.
He's coming. We have enough of a bird's eye view to know that sometimes these things take time.
Ooh. Do you want to go hang out in the backyard?
Yes. What's that one like? Oh, we're at my house. Let's go. I don't understand. You can't just buy our house.
But I want it. I need it for revenge. And I have millions of dollars, so give it to me.
Well,
sell it.
I won't. And I'm sorry that my son was, I'm assuming, a bad boyfriend because he's been bad at most things right now. So I'm sorry that he hurt you, but you cannot buy our house, Miss Parking Lot, because it's not for sale.
He broke my heart, and now I want to break his house into a parking lot.
That's not, you don't do that.
But that's what I've been taught to do. What else could I possibly do but break his house into a parking lot?
Well, you could sort of just, you know what? It's fresh. Just take that time you need to grieve the very short relationship. But, you know, take the time you need.
Sorry,
you
can do what?
Grieve. Take the time to grieve and then move on, you know.
What's
learn from it if you can.
What's a grieve?
What's a grieve?
What is a grieve?
What is a grieve? Well, to grieve is the act of feeling sorrow over a loss.
Feeling.
And it's what people do, like, at graveyards.
Is that what all those rocks are for?
Oh, gosh. Please get off my property.
Okay, bye. I'm going to go on a long
journey of learning by myself about what those rocks were for and what feelings are and how maybe they're important.
Good luck, sweetheart. I would step in more, but honestly, I feel like given my son, maybe I'm not a great parent. I'm trying to do some reflecting myself, so.
I can tell you right now, you are better than mine.
Well, good luck, Miss Parking Lot.
Mom.
Trenton, out of breath.
I ran here in the 90-degree weather in a leather jacket. Listen.
Oh, but what is this? The paint's been redone.
Yeah.
The front says, it's hot AF to care. And the back says, screw your aunt means take care of each other. Okay, it's a little confusing.
Screw an aunt in a sexual way, as like to give, she's a sexual being and
back.
Should be allowed to be sexually positive and have a sexualized life.
I love that for you.
Yeah. I feel like I'm getting
you,
warmer. I'm not there yet, but.
Well, gosh, you're a 19-year-old young man. It's going to take some time. That's all right. But I'm happy to see.
Yeah, if I had it figured out already, I'd probably be doing it wrong, right? I've been hanging around with a lot of aunts lately. I'm full on aunt humor right now. But Mom, I feel like I took you for granted too.
You did. Thank you for seeing that. But tale as old as time sometimes. Sometimes that happens to moms and it's a real shame, but.
And I fully forgot about Dad, to be honest.
I was just waiting for someone to mention me. Good news.
We fully slept on Dad. You know,
Hey, I fully slept on the couch.
Oh.
Oh, stop everything. That was good.
Thanks, Carl. I want you to stop
everything because that was very funny.
I slept on the couch in the middle of the day because I fell asleep doing my crossword.
It's tough.
I even liked that one.
What's a, I've finished the entire crossword, except for three-letter word. It's eight across. Sorry, there's only three letters for container. But what's important is what's inside.
I think I know. Is it sun? Is it S-O-N?
Not, but it's true. That's important. I've already tried cup, but cup doesn't work. But I do think the middle letter's a U.
I know it. Is it sun?
That's S-U-N, sun.
Oh, maybe it's the sun in the sky. Look, it's sun. Thank you, guys. Without you, I wouldn't even. Well,
Wait, hold on. Does it not work?
Well, now.
Is there something else?
Yeah, well, now one of the words down is Sirocco. And I'm pretty sure that's not the name of a country. Sirocco.
Dad,
oh.
There's a country called Morocco.
But that would mean the first two letters are M and U, and that's not how you spell sun.
Or cup.
Well, I wasn't sure because the last word was perilla, a big, angry animal called a perilla. I'm bad at crosswords. Crosswords are hard.
This is the Monday.
I'm gonna go take a nap in the yard and leave this here. Maybe you two can figure it out.
I thought it was sun for sure, but now let me think it again. Maybe it's time for me to stop talking, and maybe it's time for me to listen. What do you think, Trenton?
Well, I think what I see is the answer to the crossword Monday. It's easy. It rhymes with hug. What I'm doing to you right now, Mom.
Aww.
And it is mug.
I can't believe I couldn't get the word mug. The
clues were there the whole time. I was focused so much on the M and the G, I neglected what was on the inside.
What's the inside? It's you.
It is you.
What's the inside? It's you.
What's inside is you.
Wow. You're boiling hot now. Weird thing to say to your mom, but it's true.
It's true. We're all hot right now. Hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Betsy, that's good. Betsy, can I stop you? That one's good.
Thank you.
Like the song, Feeling Hot, Hot, Hot?
That's right. Oh, gosh, what an eventful 2 days.
Has it been two days already?
We're proud of you, Trenton.
Thanks. I'm proud of me, too.
Good.
But I couldn't have done it without you and you.
You can't spell mug without you.
And an M and a G.
The end!
The end!
The mug is half empty. The musical. Oh my gosh. What a true villain I was to you in that last song. Such a fun idea, Zach. And I was like,
gosh, I loved it.
Boy, we're going to just make it not mug for as long.
We will not land this plane.
The fact that it could be sun and then sun again. Oh God. Too good.
We had to.
We had to have John Hartman.
Because he's where the heart is, man.
Oh, guys, what a blast.
Oh, Trillium. That was a dang treat. So fun. Thank you so much for being here. Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
King of Brett Morris, The Feeling When the Chord Hits.
Give it up for Dana Wickens on the Stickins, producing the drums as good as they come. Producing this show as good as it comes. Give it up for John Hartman. Give it up for yourselves. Thank you for listening.
Be kind to yourselves.
Boy, oh boy, I hope I can give you a big mug of a hug from here.
Take a big mug of a hug. Get out there. Make the world a better place.
What a weird time to drop this, but we do have merch that is a mug.
Yes. I believe that some of the proceeds from that mug still go to good causes. I'm not 100% sure that is true. But thank you all for spending this time with us. And
as we say at the end of every episode, well,
if it's shiny and high and you need it for fun,
it must be a mug.
I knew that was going to happen, and I wouldn't have it any other way. The end. Bye.